Welcome back to the Campus Chronicle podcast. Today I am here with
Joanna,
Casey,
Tasia. We're going to be talking about Thanksgiving. But before we do that, we're also going to be discussing the play that's coming up. It's called Swindlers. It is an Ankeny Theater production. It will be happening on 7:30 this Friday and Saturday, and also next weekend too. There's a matinee Sunday too if you can't make that. If you're looking for tickets, you can find them at the DMAC Theater website. They are free. Thanksgiving, guys. Let's discuss. Super important. So what's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Oh, I love a good green bean casserole, but my mom makes hers differently from other people. She doesn't put, like, the cream of mushroom soup in it. That's gross. No, she puts cream cheese in it.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
That actually, it's so good.
That actually sounds really good.
Yeah.
It sounds cream cheese thick. Makes everything
no,
better.
No, it's not. It's not. I wouldn't eat it if it was.
Okay.
But yes, cream cheese does make everything better. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the French fried onions on top.
Mm. Ooh, I love the French fried onions. I don't eat green bean casserole, but the French fried onions are good.
Yeah.
They're like chips. No? No one? Okay.
Yeah.
I would say the same thing, except I have cream and mushroom soup in mine.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I can't with that.
What? Is it the mushroom?
No, it's just cream of mushroom soup in general. I just...
You just get thick?
Yeah.
Okay. But. It's fair.
Tasia. Does it have to be food or does dessert count? Because...
That's food.
Yeah.
I...
Dessert. What kind of dessert are you eating that is not, like, edible? Not
I mean, I'm...
Staring at it.
Just dessert is the best part. Like, I love pecan pie. That is my favorite type of pie.
Do you like pumpkin?
Pumpkin's okay. It's just, I don't know. It's very plain, I feel like.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Do you guys like pumpkin pie?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, great.
If I have pumpkin pie, it's, like, smothered in Cool Whip. There's, like, a layer of Cool Whip on top
that is
thicker than the pie itself.
It's, like, 20% pumpkin pie, like, 80% whipped cream.
Exactly.
That's how you have to eat it. Mm-hmm. I just like eating rolls on Thanksgiving.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That's my part. I just like bread.
I'm just a carb.
Yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I just, all types of carbs.
I don't care much for the turkey.
Yeah, we don't do turkey. We do ham.
Yeah, see?
Mm-hmm. So, my family makes really good turkey. Like, I think they just have the recipe down. Mm-hmm. If I have it at other people's Thanksgiving, it's never as good as the turkey my parents make. So, I love turkey when they make it, but anyone else, I feel like it's always dry or it's just plain.
Mm-hmm. I like the dryness of the turkey.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't mind it.
I think it's kind of nice because when chicken is, like, really, like, juicy, it kind of makes me feel like I'm eating, like,
I agree with that.
Kind of gross.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's just it's too much.
Whoa.
Like, it makes me uncomfortable. I'm like, oh, like, why is it wet? I don't know. No?
I can't relate.
Okay.
I mean, just, I think, like, the gravy also adds, because I put, like, my gravy on my turkey, and then the mashed potatoes.
Oh, another thing that's really unpopular, my family makes amazing cranberry sauce, like the cranberry jam.
Can?
No.
Oh, they make it.
They make it. Oh. They get cranberries and they actually make it over the stove. Mm-hmm. And it's actually really good when you make it yourself. It's just a lot of work and no one ever does that. So, yeah, canned stuff looks disgusting. I haven't tried it.
Yeah.
But
I think it's kind of fun. Yeah, like, it's tube-shaped. It's got the little divots in it. It's like, ooh, how'd they make you in a factory? It's so exciting.
Yeah.
Potatoes. Do you guys do mashed potatoes or, like...
Yep.
Yeah, well, like a potato casserole. Not really casserole. It's like cheesy potatoes.
Yeah.
Those are good.
Are you, when you eat your potatoes, do you have a specific way? Like, my grandpa will only eat with, like, the skins in it. If there aren't skins in the potatoes, like, it's not chunky a little bit, you won't eat them.
I mean, I do like a little bit of chunk, but, yeah, I don't know. I guess I have it. Yeah.
Haven't really thought about it much.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll eat them either way, skins or not.
Yeah.
Have you guys had potatoes au gratin? Is that how you say it? Or
I don't
gratin?
Know. Explain it to me.
There's like pre-made mixes for it, but it's basically like a potato casserole. It's like a cheesy potato casserole, except they slice it like really, really thin.
Kind of like scalped potatoes almost.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Are they like really thin
like this?
And tiny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what it's called. I don't know how to pronounce it, so I probably butchered it.
Nah, it sounded right.
But yeah, it's like cheesy potatoes, but a lot better because the cheese to potato ratio, there's more cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Iowa. Do you guys do dessert salads?
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes. My mom would do.
I think. I don't know.
Like Watergate salad or something like that.
Marshmallow salad?
Yeah, or like marshmallow fluff or Oreo fluff.
Yeah. My mom will do like a pretzel salad. So at the bottom, there's
that sounds
a pretzel
good.
Layer. And then it's like a strawberry jello type mix.
Mm-hmm. My mom has made that before.
Yeah, and then whipped topping on the top. Oh,
sounds
good.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Because you have like the sweet and salty.
Yeah. People don't do dessert salads, I think, really outside the Midwest. Like if you're like, we're going to have a salad
That's
tonight.
True. I guess I never thought about that, but yeah.
I don't even know if you would call it.
It's not a salad. It's just like stuff that we've thrown together.
Yeah. I've always heard it called like a fluff. Like Oreo fluff or...
Oh, I just call
or
it
Or like...
Salad. Yeah, just... Yeah, that's it's how salad. I know. Like a fruit salad. Mm-hmm.
That's how you trick them. You're like, salad. We're eating salad.
Mm-hmm.
It's got Oreos on top, but don't worry about it. Salad-like.
Right.
Traditions. Do you guys have Thanksgiving traditions? It's not really a tradition like holiday, you know? I think the meal itself
is
a tradition.
We always did... Like, we would paint pumpkins together. Although now we typically do that, like, earlier on in the season.
Do you have a picture of your pumpkin that you did for the contest?
Wait, what?
You did the pumpkin carving contest?
A club that I'm in, we did do it. Okay, I might have a picture.
Which one was it? Because I remember those. They were super cool.
I don't know what you call him. Yeah, let me see. Okay.
What?
We actually got second.
Oh, okay. Congratulations.
So, let's see. This guy. Doodle Bob.
Oh, I voted for that one. I did.
That's so great. Yeah.
I love that one. Yeah, I voted for that one. Aww, I was like, oh, there's like the other like more complex ones. But that one's just fun.
Yeah.
I love it.
I like the arms. Those are adorable.
I know, the little arms.
Ah, so great. Yeah. I got it. Painting pumpkins. Keep going.
Yeah. So we typically do that, although now we do that earlier on. And then we have these placemats. And every year we write things that we're thankful for from that year on it.
Oh.
So, like, yeah, I have one from since I was, like, a baby.
Yeah.
And, it's just, like, write little things of, like, this year I was thankful for this or that.
That's very nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Isn't there a parade that, like,
we watch the Macy's
while my mom cooks?
Mm-hmm.
Although I think I'm probably going to have to cook this year. But, And I think she lets us, this year, we're opening, she wrapped, like, an advent calendar, but we can open it, but we can't open, like, the first day, so we just get to see what the advent calendar is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And just look at it.
My family doesn't really have a lot of traditions. They're very much like a show up, eat a lot of food, take a big fat nap and like leave, but my mom said the family, they usually travel up, they live in Webster City, so we usually travel up there and they'll play like card games a lot, mostly like phase 10 or just like spades or something like that. So I guess that would count as a tradition, but like nothing that we really keep to every year. So
works for me. I don't really have much traditions either. I'm running a race this year on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Turkey trot. I haven't trained for it.
Oh.
Yeah, that would be me. I'm going to do
good
this.
Good luck. I've always
show
wanted,
up on the day.
I've always wanted to do that. But...
Which is why I was like, oh my God, like kind of a moment. I should do that. I got my friend to do it with me.
There you go.
She hasn't trained either, so.
Hey, you know.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Drag someone else
you show
in.
Up on the day and just.
Really bad.
I believe in you.
Were you like a cross country runner in high school?
I did run cross country.
Yeah. I did too.
Oh my God. Were you really good?
I peaked in like sophomore year and I was like a varsity alternate.
Oh my God. You were.
But
actually, like,
then
really
I went,
good.
Then I went down. I got injured. So I don't really run too much anymore.
We're on different levels. I was definitely bottom of the barrel. I was like the last pick for varsity. Sorry. What were you going to say? Were you going to say something?
I don't think so.
Okay, I don't know if I interrupted you. That's my bad. Oh, and Thanksgiving, I watched the parade too. Love the parade. Mm-hmm. But I always feel like I always catch like the same part over and over again.
Oh, like Snoopy or something like that.
Because they have it on the TV and you switch channels, it'll be different parts of the same parade. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'll be like, didn't I just watch this float go by 5 seconds ago?
Yeah.
Or the dog show. Did you guys watch the dog show?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it, yeah, mm-hmm. a couple of times.
I think it's relaxing. It's super nice. Oh, yeah. Okay, it's time for Daylist, everybody. Get your phones out. It's Daylist time. Super exciting. I should have had my Spotify up before we started.
Actually, on the way here, I was thinking I should look at it in case it was as weird as it was last time I was on the podcast.
Mine's horrible.
I can't remember what it was, but it was really funny. It was really dumb.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go. Van Life, Pumpkin Spice, Friday Morning.
Ooh!
Same exact songs.
Yeah.
Slow It Down by Benson Boone. I don't listen to that, but it's always...
Oh, he's always on your playlist.
Save Your Seat, don't listen to that. Stargazing, don't listen to that. Let 'em Go, don't listen to that. All, like, these are literally all... Guys, I swear these are the same songs every week. They're purposely
Spotify wants you to listen to these songs, and you're not listening to them.
And because they're going to keep showing up.
Yeah, because you're not listening.
Mine is After Hours Modern R&B Friday Morning. So, Pyramids by Frank Ocean, Stargirl Interlude by The Weeknd and Lana Del Rey, and stuff like
nice.
That.
Nice. What is yours, Tika? Weird. Desiderium, Downtown Vibes Morning. I looked it up.
Yeah, what's a desiderium?
It says a desire or longing for something that has been lost. Oh. So I don't know what that says about me. Probably like sad slow. I really like to listen like sad slow, like in my feels kind of music.
In the morning?
Well, just in like winter time and like fall time. I don't
something
know.
Slower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Calmer.
Yeah, like R&B mostly. Yeah, and indie. So I have Lover's Rock by TV Girl, Harness Your Hopes by Pavement, Hey Lover, Mary by Alex G. I mean, yeah, so kind of slow.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of TV Girl.
I see some Mitski on there, too.
Mm-hmm. Washing Machine Heart. Yeah. Oh, I love that song.
I am having a twang cowgirl morning. I feel the same. I feel like I need to stop. I need to change my alarm. That's what's giving me the country.
Yeah.
Something needs to be done.
Change your alarm.
Yeah. Or just change something. Change or just gotta something. Keep playing music in the morning just so it, like,
I
revamps.
Do. I'm literally, like, playing different things. Why is it that this is what I'm getting?
Because Spotify is just yelling at you at this point. It They're like, is. Listen to Benson Boone. You're gonna love it.
No, I'm ready to drop Spotify.
Eventually it's gonna get to like a Spotify rap season, so
I'm excited for that soon. I love Spotify raps.
Okay, but I heard
we'll definitely have to do an episode on that though.
What?
Yeah, that's what my digital medias professor at Drake told us a few weeks ago, that they're
why though
why
I don't remember why
people look
he had
forward
some reason
to that
because we were gonna discuss like why they did that or like related to our topic, I don't know, in class, but he said that they were
oh my god, I gotta look it up now. I'm concerned.
I don't know.
I don't
know. Been messing with it. Deshae was there when he said that.
Wait,
when Professor Stolt was like, they're getting rid of Spotify Wrapped.
No, he didn't say that.
Yeah, he did. Remember? Because he's like...
He's like, no, that didn't happen.
He did like 2 weeks ago.
Now I don't know who to believe.
Yeah.
She's saying it didn't happen.
Coldplay, then you can, like, hurry up and listen to a whole Coldplay because it's about to...
They have a stopping point, like, October 31st.
I think that's what he's
saying. Yeah, but I'm reading...
Maybe that's what he was saying.
That is very different from... We're stopping it completely.
No, but the way he said it was, like, because he was like, oh, it's too bad, like, they're stopping... Like, the way he said it came across, I understood
it. Oh, okay.
They were getting rid of it. Like, cool. I genuinely...
I was going to say, I feel like that would be really bad.
That's
their...
a terrible marketing
about,
plan.
Like, the algorithm thing. Yeah.
Oh, you're not even plugged in. Let me get that.
everybody. I'm late to the party.
Can you hear?
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I guess they're not getting rid of it.
Yeah, it says that really apparently...
I misunderstood.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
That works. We're talking about Thanksgiving today.
Oh, ooh, yum.
That was the... So I'll just give you the same questions. What's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Macaroni and cheese. I love to make macaroni and cheese, ooh. And I love to eat macaroni. But I eat macaroni and cheese, like, 24/7. Like, I'll eat it every day if I could.
Traditions?
I have a Friendsgiving, so me and my military friends, every year we, like, have a Thanksgiving, a Friendsgiving, mm-hmm. and then we, like, do that, and yeah, usually me and my husband spend Thanksgiving just us two, but this year we're going back to his family's house.
Okay, and your day list is what we're doing right now.
Oh, God, last time it was a little saucy.
Yeah, ours are all kind of...
meh.
It was meh.
Except for Tasia, she was having a longing... day.
Yes. Desiderium.
Yeah.
90s R&B, New Jack Swing, Friday morning.
See, that one's fun. I gotta get it together.
What is a New Jack, though?
I don't know. You tell me. It's your Spotify.
Got some... Let's see what's on it. Got some Genuine, Keisha Cole, Ashanti, Beyonce, Usher.
Pretty good. It's pretty good. It's funny. Who's doing Super Bowl this year? I feel like Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, yeah.
How do you guys feel about that? Sorry, this is not anything to do with what we're talking about.
I didn't even know who was doing it.
It's the Super Bowl's usually in November, right?
No.
It's like in February.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, my...
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I don't know anything about football, but I do love Kendrick, so...
I think it'd like be fun. Music.
I wasn't too pumped for Usher last year, so.
Did you like his performance,
though? No, I thought it was
It was
bad.
Okay.
And then I heard, great things about it. I was like, all right, so yeah. I didn't miss out.
I think it was his costume. Like, it was a little too...
dry.
Like, Power Ranger.
Power
Ranger.
I feel like I love
Super
Usher,
Super Bowl hot halftime, honestly, can just be hit and miss. Like, there have been some really good performances, yeah. And then there have just been, like, really bad ones, you know?
I agree, yeah.
So...
Sorry, I'm trying to find his outfit. I forgot what he was wearing. I know that he was roller skating the whole
time.
Wasn't
like white or something?
I was gonna say,
well, he took his shirt off, so really he wasn't wearing anything. I don't know. This is what came up. Is that what he was wearing?
No.
What is that?
I thought he was wearing like a Power Ranger outfit.
I don't know. This looks like just an all white sort of...
Here it is.
Yeah, but it was like, he took that off, and I thought he was... Maybe I'm just imagining
it. Yeah, it was this, wasn't it?
Okay, maybe I imagined it. Never mind.
Yeah, maybe your version of the Super Bowl was much different than what's actually on there.
All I remember is The Weeknd, when he did the Super Bowl performance. His that was so weird. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
I remember Rihanna's, because I was working that day.
Oh yeah, Rihanna did do that.
Like, I just remember a bunch of people being, like, because, like, her outfit was, like, a red dress or something like that.
Yeah, she was wearing all red, and then everyone, she didn't announce she was pregnant, and then like,
is she pregnant?
Yeah. Like, I don't want to, like, police your body, but, and then she came out, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I remember that was crazy.
I think it'd be cool, because, well... I think last year, the Super Bowl...
So this is what I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Purple fit, but it wasn't, like...
You must have had different ones. Yeah, there's a whole, like, article that people did on his different outfits during the Super Bowl.
But what were you saying?
But, Sorry, no, you're good. There was a rumor that Taylor Swift was apparently supposed to perform last year, but no one wanted her to perform because the Chiefs, like, because Travis Kelce.
That makes sense. It's a conflict of interest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that. It'd be funny, though. I think it'd be cool if Billie Eilish performed for the Super Bowl.
Has she done it yet?
One of the youngest people to perform.
Yeah.
I think it'd be interesting.
She's got the category. What is it? I don't know.
The caliber? What are you trying to say?
Like
the
category, like
like catalog of music.
Yes,
there you go. Yeah,
that's the catalog for it.
Saying category. I was like category. Like
starts with a C.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I feel like they cater more to like like kind of the middle demographic, mm-hmm. like people older than us. So I feel like Billie Eilish definitely is
not her time yet.
Yeah, well, I think like, she's like just not as popular with, like, people not an older crowd. But yeah,
that's
like...
That's true, actually, yeah.
I think her, like, the age demographic of her fans is definitely younger. So I think that's probably why she hasn't been on the Super Bowl. Or Taylor Swift, honestly, too. Mm. That's what I would guess. Because I feel like... Because they did, like, Eminem, they did Usher, Rihanna, and I feel like a lot of the... Like, their prime was, like, early 2000s, so they definitely draw to, like, people, like, above their 30s. Though,
because a lot of the millennials love Taylor.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And she's also, like,
their age.
The, like, the number one artist in the world, almost.
Yeah.
I think. I'm a millennial, and I love Tay-Tay. I'm a Swiftie.
There you go.
I also love Billie Eilish, too, though. But, yeah. That makes sense. More legacy acts. Probably is better.
I'm trying to think of like other artists that would like be able to perform with that like type, not category, but whatever you said or were trying to say, like just like different. Like, would John Lennon, would that
Didn't
count?
Did he do the Super Bowl? Or am I thinking of somebody else?
I don't know.
I don't think he did.
Maybe he guest starred or something.
I think it's. Like, I like Kendrick, but I think it's crazy, like, they're doing, like, Kendrick, and then he's gonna do the dish song.
Yeah.
For Drake. Like, how many, because he did so many dish songs, too. Is he gonna just do, like, the whole entire diss track?
Yeah.
It's gonna be a rough Super Bowl for Drake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, I don't think Drake's ever performed at the Super Bowl, either.
I don't think so, no.
Yeah, so then they'll be, like, poor Drake.
How much do you think they get paid? For that performance.
I don't think they get paid at all.
What?
What?
I doubt they get paid.
I think they gotta get paid like a little bit.
Some
gotta look this up. I don't think so. I'm willing to bet four quarters.
Four quarters?
I think it's more for like.
Just recognition?
Yeah, it's like.
It's like a privilege.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I'd be privileged if I got. I mean, I can't sing.
I would
like,
throw up. I would throw up. If they asked me just to sing.
That's a lot of pee.
Was then like viral.
Everybody's it's watching it, yeah you know? Even like
yeah
it,
yeah even I think you're players. Right it says they don't get paid because
paid
it's the
super scale.
That's what paid. Is that what AI says because
you don't trust the AI statement
I don't I've been taught not to
no but you can go to the articles that's attached to it.
I agree not trusting the AI thing, but I'm also just, like, anti-AI.
But they get it from, no, this is People magazine.
I mean.
Yeah, I'm getting multiple kind of conflicting things.
Maybe what if they can ask for money, yeah.
Because Beyonce's performed for halftime, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think they would get a little bit.
I was like,
nothing. Exposure effect. Because I think at award shows, they don't get paid either.
They don't?
Probably not
at award shows. Like, just performing, or?
Yeah. It's like that exposure. Like, you're just, like...
Privileged to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says basically zero is what they get paid. I mean, they get their... It says they get their expenses and production costs covered. At least for Shakira's performance, but...
Do you guys know who's gonna probably be in the Super Bowl this year?
I don't watch football. I couldn't even make a guess.
The Chiefs again?
Yeah.
If they're in there again, man, they need to do something where like they're just like they're on pause for a year. And
they won last year, didn't they?
Yeah, against the 49ers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The only way I know about football players is through their girlfriends or their wives. Like,
yeah.
So then I'll be like, oh, okay. Reggie Bush.
Of course I look it up. First one, Chiefs.
Chiefs are probably going to make it?
Well, it says that they're leading right now.
Hmm. Bengals are doing horrible this year. I mean, I would want to see, like, I don't know, like the like Broncos or like Eagles or like Ravens or like just another team that isn't the Chiefs for a bit. Just for a year. Just a gap. put them on pause.
Yeah, the Chiefs are undefeated right now.
Oh, from what really? I'm seeing. Jeez, good for them, I guess. But
how fun would it be for, like, probably not the Super Bowl, but just a random, like, game? Just someone who doesn't really know anything about football do the commentating? Oh, yeah. But, like... Like,
that'd be
know,
so
like
funny. Put me up there. I'd be like, oh, yeah, some so guy's the running. Ball. They're running. Did he win?
Number 9 is going straight. Oh.
Ooh, he just got tackled.
Dang. Wouldn't want to be me.
Well, last year they had SpongeBob and Patrick on Nickelodeon. They had them commentate on the Super Bowl. Really? For kids. Yeah, I saw that.
That's fun.
It's kind of like funny. That.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Back to what we're due for. Right. Football is Thanksgiving-ish.
Yeah. Do you guys watch the game on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Football
no.
game.
No. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
We probably will though, but I'm like doing something else.
Yeah. Not actually watching. So ideal scheduling for Thanksgiving. Like, do you want to like eat early in the day? Eat later in the day, like have like almost a dinner Thanksgiving.
No, lunch.
I want to eat all day. I want to wake up. There's some type of like food for us to like prep, like maybe cinnamon rolls, mm-hmm. and then we're having an early lunch, mm-hmm. and then we're having a, like just all day. You're just eating all day.
Nice. Those leftovers are always nice after like lunch.
We love a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, though. Thanksgiving mm-hmm. lunch, nap, yep. get up. Eat the leftovers.
Absolutely. Yes. Yep.
Oh, what was the question?
Oh, if you had to replace the Thanksgiving meal, what would you replace it with? What kind of food?
Wait, what do you mean? Like,
oh, like traditional?
Yeah, to meals? Replace the traditional Thanksgiving meal, what would you replace it with? Would you replace it with pizza? Would you replace it with, like, what would you...
I've been wanting to do Thanksgiving wings instead of, like, a huge...
We've
like
done
wing
that.
Turkey? Like a wing turkey?
Oh, no.
No, chicken?
We did chicken wings, yeah.
Because they're so ton of wings. Big, and it just seems kind of fun to do, like, a big one and then fry it or something like that. I think that would be...
I'm confused. A winged turkey? They have all of wings?
So you know how usually you get a whole turkey for Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Instead, you do wings, and they're turkey wings.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But it's still kind of the same idea.
Yeah.
I would say it's like a cornbread casserole.
Ooh.
So, like, it's like corn and then it's like cornbread and I don't know the extra ingredients, but somehow, some way, it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's probably more of an official name, but that's what I know for now. I'd have that.
Nice. Tayshia. I've had people do things besides turkey. Like, my family likes to do prime rib as, like, a main entree. I don't eat beef, though. But they've done that before, and they like it. Or I did, like, a Friendsgiving, and we did rotisserie chicken instead of... 'Cause it's a lot smaller, and it kind of looks the same, so it's close enough.
It's
the same
concept. It's a bird.
Yeah. And also, none of us wanted to commit to cooking anything, so you pick up, like, a $7 rotisserie chicken, and bam. That's
done.
That's it.
Yeah.
Did you answer?
Oh, no, I did not. I don't know. I don't know what I would replace with. I like a good... probably steak.
Steak?
Steak.
What type of steak?
Honestly, any...
Love ribeye.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Maybe a good ribeye. Yeah. And then... yeah. Just make something from there.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. Nice, nice, nice.
What about you?
Oh, thank you for asking. I don't think I would ever replace Thanksgiving with...
Okay, but if you had to...
If I had
like,
to...
Yeah. The Thanksgiving food's gone.
Did
you gotta make something else.
I'd probably just order a pizza.
No.
I don't want to have to make a meal. You guys ever seen the movie Free Bird, where, like, they save Thanksgiving by bringing pizza to the pilgrims?
Mm-hmm.
No one ever watched that movie?
Honestly,
I did.
If it was up to me, I'm with Deshae here. I'd have, like, mac and cheese as the main entree. I do like Italian Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Like, get some breadsticks, get chicken Alfredo, mac and cheese, spaghetti, get the Holy Trinity, and just eat all the carbs.
What if you take it all and just make it into a casserole?
but split them into four corners. So, like, over here is mac and cheese, and then over here is, like, alfredo.
No, I think she's saying mix them together. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you guys were missing the point on this one.
And then make it into a casserole.
I'd eat it.
One thing I do like to do with Thanksgiving leftovers is I'll get, like, a Hawaiian roll or just a dinner roll, and I'll put turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, cranberry sauce, and cheese, and I'll melt it in the microwave with the bun on top, and it's like a mini turkey slider sandwich. Yeah. It's so good.
Do you guys like stuffing?
No.
Stuffing.
What? Yeah. What?
I'm on that page.
It's like watery bread. It's like you got water, dunked it in, no, you got, like, bread, dunked it in water, took it out, decided to, like, throw it in the microwave for 30 seconds or whatever, and then take it out.
Yeah. My feelings aren't as strong as that, but yeah. Same.
So, like, well, you don't... talking about cornbread, right? Cornbread stuffing? Or no?
I'm just talking, stuffing. Like, with, like, oh, with the bread. Weird
like
onion
stuff. Like, the stovetop stuffing.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
I like she stuffing, but also... I love all types of carbs, so if it's carbs, I'll eat it. So,
like, I'll have it once, and then once, like, I've had it, I won't have it ever again until, like, next Thanksgiving.
The stuffing?
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, no one's eating stuffing, like, on a Thursday.
I'm not gonna pull it out of the fridge at, like, 6.
Be like, let's add this to the meal.
It's like, wait, where's the stuffing?
People forget about it until Thanksgiving.
I think I like dressing. I think that's what it is called with the cornbread instead. It's basically stuffing, but it's cornbread, and then you put like chicken stock and then cream of mushrooms, and then you put a lot of vegetables in it.
Yeah, that sounds better than stuffing.
That's how I, yeah.
All right, anything anyone needs to add? Anything for the good of the cause? No? Okay, great. So we're going to end it here probably.
But before we do, check us out online at thecampuschroniclenews.com. You can also find us on Instagram, TikTok, and X at DMAC Chronicle. Find us on iTunes or Spotify at the Campus Chronicle Podcast. And if you want to join us, find us in Building 5, Room 1136.
Mm-hmm.